Scroll through the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity website, and you'll discover a page devoted to prevailing wage and defines it. Quote, Michigan's prevailing wage law covers construction workers employed on state-financed and sponsored construction projects. Under this act, the Wage and Hour Division establishes wage and fringe benefit rates to be paid construction workers on state projects, end quote. The act dates back to 1965. It was repealed in 2018 by lawmakers arguing the price tag on state projects were becoming too expensive. Now, nearly 3 years later, Democratic State Representatives Donna Lisinski of Scio Township, Brenda Carter of Pontiac, and Muskegon's Terry Sabo have introduced legislation restoring prevailing wage.
You know, Michigan thought that it could save money by gutting its prevailing wage law, and really that turned out to be a short-sighted mistake, a mistake that reminds us of the old saying, you get what you pay for.
Representative Sabo is chair of the Michigan House Labor Caucus.
By reinstating prevailing wage, we can not only support hardworking Michiganders and stimulate our economy, but we can ensure that we have the most skilled workers so our public projects are done right the first time and built to last. We're a state built by skilled labor and a legacy of valuing our workforce.
Sabo explains the state is experiencing a skilled trades shortage in talent. Reinstating the law will improve recruiting young people, women, and minorities into the skilled trade professions. I'm Patrick Center.